Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. It is Thursday, Eric, not Friday, as previously discussed.
That's awful.
I woke up this morning, a rare time that I woke up before my alarm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's Friday. And then I got up and I checked my phone. I'm like, wait, it's not Friday.
That is the worst.
Thursday.
That's the worst. But you are still having a better morning than producer Thomas.
Oh, I feel so bad
for him. Deer this morning.
But he hit a dead deer. He hit a deer.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, that's how I read
it. So the deer was already dead?
Yeah, and here, if it weren't for bad luck, he'd have no luck at all. His mom was off today, so he was going to take his mom's car in because he's been having so many problems with his car. Yeah. So he's thinking, hey, this is going to be a great morning. Mom's working from home. She's letting me take her car. Out
and
I go.
Boom.
Bam.
So the deer was, well, that explains more how he hit it because you probably didn't see it.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. It's worse now than I remember last year at this time.
Well, yes, but the problem that you've got, especially around here, because you and I take basically the same way into work, they don't move. They're not scared of the cars anymore. I have, on multiple occasions, inched my car forward when a deer is standing in the middle of the road and actually brushed the thing to get it out of the road so I can get to work.
Right. They look at you with attitude. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
I'm here. Don't you see I'm standing here? They are so empowered right now. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I there's no lack of hunters out there, but I wonder if part of it is they also know where to go. Because you can't hunt in those local parks.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's part of the problem is we've limited the hunting areas.
Yes.
And the deer have migrated to the point. But what will end up happening is I think we're on the cusp of perhaps by next season, you're going to see a lot of skinny rib deer because the food supply is going to be limited for them.
Well, and they'll be susceptible to disease.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, It's unfortunate, and everywhere they've tried, and in your town, Princeton, I know they've tried to do this a couple of times at night, bringing in sharpshooters to try to thin them out, and people get all upset about it.
Animal rights people get angry, and they want to protect them. I get your emotion on these furry creatures. I mean, I've got a, I don't know what they call it, a rut or whatever. There's a specific run through my front yard into our backyard.
Yes.
It's funny because they're now, a couple of them can hop the fence.
Mm. Oh, they're excellent
jumpers.
And
it's like 6 foot. It's not a low fence.
Yep.
Because yesterday, you know, had a couple in the backyard within the fenced perimeter. And I'm like, how the hell did they get in there? And apparently they're jumping now. So, but I get it. And we've watched these two young ones grow up. Right, they come out wobbly, and you see them following mom around, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I think those are the babies that are now much bigger. They grow really fast. So I get where there's an emotional reaction, but you should reserve your emotional reaction for what happens when your car encounters the deer, because people have been killed.
Yes, I mean, it's not just damaging to the car; it can be very damaging to the driver or to the passengers. I mean, it's...
And every one of us, I think, have hit a deer. I've had at least two hits. You have not hit a deer?
No.
Get out of here. Kathy, have you?
There's a little strip of wood.
I don't want to talk about it because I feel like I'll jinx it.
Hitting pretty hard, so I...
You hit the wood.
Yeah.
Kathy hasn't either.
Yeah.
Here I'm assuming... Oh, my God. Well, there's your question because I have now... I think I've hit two that I can remember. One, I punted. I think I've told you the story.
Yeah,
I was coming down 601 near New World Pizza, and I hit this thing so hard because I remember from my driver training, they're like, don't slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
because your front is going to dip.
Yep.
And you could have that thing end up in your lap. And that's not going to be good for either of you. So I drove through it. And I'll never forget, I punted. I could see his legs flipping around. And I to the other side of the street. It was unbelievable, really. And I'm like, oh, well, that driver training was accurate. So thank you. And the car was okay. It was small enough. But then I clipped one. The kids were upset because there were pieces of the deer left on side of the car. But neither time was my car damaged other than a little dent in the fender. But I know that I think Bob Williams has hit deer. I mean, it's who was it? Who was it? Chris Swendeman? Somebody hit a deer on the way into work, totaled their car.
I think that was, that might have been Swendeman. Yeah.
So I can't believe you've not hit a deer.
Hit other animals. I mean, the worst damage I ever had is I hit a possum in my Thunderbird.
Really?
And it wrecked the front of the car.
Really?
This possum was
just...
How big
was the possum?
It was pretty big. It was almost the size of like a small fox. And all of a sudden, here it was coming across the road. And obviously, they don't move fast.
Right.
But it was at night. I saw this thing. I hit it, and it shattered all the plastic bumper and everything in the front. I mean,
I would have been so mad.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, have you hit an animal recently? And if either way, what is the solution? Or do you own a auto body shop and do you love the fact that there are 26,000 on average collisions with deer in New Jersey every year? 1-800-283-101.5. What's the biggest animal you've hit on the road? 616, fast driving instant weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Right now, go... .623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Joe Myron, have you ever hit a deer? Producer Thomas hit a deer coming in today.
He
hit a dead deer.
He said in the text to us.
He said the deer is dead.
You don't know if the deer, if he killed the deer.
I've killed a few. Right. Not as a hunter with my car.
No, right. He said the dead deer in the left lane.
But that doesn't mean, doesn't mean, did he hit, was it dead already?
Yeah.
And he hit it?
It's hard to hit a dead deer.
So anyway, the morning, remember I came in here and I had my, what was that big Suburban, it was one of those big SUV, you know, tanks. And I hit the deer and it got kind of like all dramatic. It was like, and it went
the deer gave the attitude, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, you hit my butt. And it went running off into the trees.
I do remember
when I
that.
Got to work, it busted through my transmission, the grill.
Right.
Remember my front grill?
I remember.
On the ride
that
home.
That had to be 7 or 8 years ago. That was a while ago, right?
I mean, I was still married. But I remember the ride home. I pull over because my car was leaking green, like it was just like, and but you know what was the nastiest thing? It was a rainy day. The quills of the deer hair
were still in the grill.
All over the,
I had that. The kids were not happy. The tufts of deer were stuck after I slammed into it with my Jeep. But the car survived fine.
Where did you?
I've hit two. One on 601 in Montgomery, near the high school.
Oh, please. Yeah.
And I punted it across the street. I hit it so hard because I had a flash of my driver instructor saying 10 and 2 and don't break.
So you punted it.
So I did. I went right through it. I watched it flip to the other side.
Oh.
And I'm like, I wish I had a dash cam. That was pretty cool.
I was like, God, it was just like, come on, you drama queen.
Yeah, right? All right, let's go to Joe in Lawrenceville. So, Joe, what have you hit?
This deer strike goes under no good deed goes unpunished.
Tell
okay,
me.
It's a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday morning. I'm coming back from a memorial for a family relative. And I'm on 18, Route 18 going north through Colchester, bebop and doing my 66. And it's amazing how fast they could sprint from a dead stop to right in front of your car. So I see it. I'm in the right lane. I don't know. I think I kind of glanced in my mirror. There was somebody in the left lane. I think they might have saw it and went behind me. So I got off the gas, but I didn't brake. And he almost passed me. Okay, he's going from right to left. And I hit him in the hindquarters, but the funny thing, well, not so funny, but, you know, I look at him. I look at his, I look at his face, and he kind of turns his eye toward me like, I gotcha. And I'm like, oh.
Jill had that and same experience, right? The attitude.
And it's like, and it wasn't almost like, you know, it was the first time I've ever hit a deer.
Yeah.
And I'm 62 years old, and it was the first time I've ever hit a deer. So it was more like a thump instead of like an explosion.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh. So you hear the thump. I pull over on his shoulder. It was driving straight. I got out. I looked at it. Nothing's leaking, but the whole left side of my Subaru, headlight, turn signal, grill, all destroyed.
Yeah.
So this is 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning. So I'm like, okay, well, now I got to call a car rental. You know, I'm going to have to drop it off, get a car. I call Enterprise, says, okay, you can make it here, but we close at 12. So, okay, I'm starting to panic. Then I call the cops. Then I call NJM. I call New Jersey Manufacturing.
Yeah.
Tell them everything, okay? And so now I'm like, the cop comes, the Colstead cop comes, and he's like, okay, do you know where the deer went? And I'm like, know where the deer went? I don't know. I just hit a deer. I don't know where the damn thing went. So he says, okay, can you drive it? And I says, yeah. He says, okay, well, this thing's in pretty bad shape. Get it off the road, take the next exit, get to where you got to go. Okay, fine. But that's like the whole thing. I just, like, coming back from a memorial, and yeah. This is like, and I'm
that's how it works. Did you make it to the rental car?
I was just going to tell you that I just got there in time, but she was so nice. I got there like 5 minutes to noon, and they had two people in there, and she says, listen, I'll stay open. Where you got to go? I says, I got an AB auto body in Mattawan. Auto body place says, okay, go there. I'll come by. I'll pick you up. I'll stay late.
You know
and
what?
She was just so nice.
What was her name? What was her name?
I couldn't remember.
Where was the Enterprise? Remember. Where was it? Give him a shout out.
It was on Route 35 South, and I think it's like on the Keyport.
Yeah,
in Keyport.
I love it, Joe. All right, man, I got to jump for news, but thank you for the story. All right, everybody else, hang in there. So, when have you hit a deer? What's the biggest animal you've hit, and did it wreck your car? And if you own one of these auto body shops, are you happy there are 26,000 collisions a year? And that's just Jersey. 628, Eric Scott with your news. 638 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I've hit two deer. Eric hasn't hit any. Jill's hit one, wrecked her car. Producer Thomas hit a deer this morning. Board up Kathy has not hit a deer. That's also strange. Our odds here are shocking. How about you, Tony? Tony and Brick.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? I had a friend of mine. He was on like the Route 130, 206 corridor going to work early in the morning.
Yep.
Now, he's very high strung. Well, he hits a deer.
Yep.
Well, now he's all bent out of shape, using every word you could imagine.
Yep.
He gets out and looks and has a little damage. So begrudgingly, he gets back in his car because he could still drive. No more than 10 minutes down the road further, he hits another one and totals his car.
Stop.
Two deer in like 12 minutes. And he still tells the story and you laugh. You laugh because he's just so high strung about it that he would hit a second deer after hitting the first one.
I don't know what the odds are of that happening, but it's got to be millions to one, right? To have it happen twice. So I imagine that he must have been, who was with him? Anybody with him?
He was alone. He was going to work. He was a waiter at a restaurant.
Tony, I can imagine the language he used.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I said to him, you should have went out and bought lottery tickets for the next 2 weeks because that would have been a good sign that something good was going to happen.
That's exactly right. Unbelievable. Hey, man, thanks for sharing the story. Have a great rest of your day, Tony. Man, that sucks. Kathy, I that guy hit two deer in one day. I've hit two. And you've never hit one. And you drive. Like, you are a driver.
You're making me nervous because when you say something, sometimes you jinx yourself.
Gonna knock maybe. On wood. Yeah, I don't know if a knocking on wood works. Maybe. I think it's just about paying attention when you're driving.
Yeah. Right?
But now you're going to be thinking about it. I'm not trying to jinx you. But, I don't know how producer Thomas hit the... Actually, we're going to have to ask him.
Maybe he could come in and tell us.
Yeah, I think I need to dig a little deeper here on this. Producer Thomas, first
set
of all...
Set the scene.
Happy
set
you're
scene.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you come south to get here.
Yes.
We're outside of Trenton in the studio, and you're in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on 31. Now, 31, I used to take 31 from Warren County to 78. So I live north of where you are.
Yeah.
Right. And then get on 78 and go to Morristown when I worked in real estate. Deer everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Warren County, you'll see bears.
I see
you'll
five
see a
in
lot.
The morning.
Yeah. So what happened? This one was dead, though.
It was dead in the left lane.
Yeah.
It was dark. Obviously, it's dark out the time I leave in the morning. I was going about 60 in the left lane. Did not see it. I don't know how I didn't see this deer in the left lane, dead right in the middle of the lane. A second before I see it, I'm like, is that something in the
that's
road?
The worst. Your brain adjusts that quick.
I didn't know
late.
What it was. It just registered to me that there was something there. And the next thing I knew, I blew right through it.
So you hit it. Did it pop, explode? Did it push out of the way? Did you roll over it?
I rolled right over it.
Yeah,
I don't know what
fast.
Happened to the deer.
So the car's okay, or
it could be
something
better.
Hanging from the bottom.
There's something hanging from the bottom. There's no lights on in the car or anything. There's no lights.
It's probably
on.
Not severely damaged.
Yeah, the car was actually driving fine when I had the U-turn back home.
So let me ask you this: so you borrowed your mom's car?
Yes.
So it's her car that got hit.
Yes.
Did you tell her you were borrowing it this morning, or was this like, I'll just take mom's car?
Yeah, yeah.
She's working at home.
My car is such a piece of junk. That whenever I had the opportunity to not drive my car.
I don't blame you.
She was working at her job for a while. So once in a while, she'll just take a day off randomly.
Yeah.
So last night, obviously, I did the whole, like, can I take your car? Sure, why not? And then this happened.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
How was that conversation this morning when you pulled back
she
into the driveway?
Fine. She was
hey, Mom, good news, bad news. You can have your car back.
Yeah. She was just happy that I was okay.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Well, we are happy you're okay. And the fact that you made it into work.
Yes.
I think the company needs to be paying attention. I think there should be a raise in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, that's dedication. Most people would have called out. So anyway, good on you. Thank you, Producer Thomas. How about that, Kathy?
We have a good team. We really do.
We have a great team.
We're lucky.
We've got one of the best teams in broadcasting for sure, and I think one of the best teams in any corporate setting. So everybody's got each other's back, and because we all said on that text thread this morning, like, just take the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my first thing. I'm like, just
text
don't come in.
That actually made me smile because there was, so it was you, me, Jill, and Eric. And we all responded. It was like, this is our family.
Yeah.
One of our family is having a bad morning, and we're all going to jump in and cover him.
Even his text. I think I'm going to read the text. Hold on. I got to read his text. So this is the.
Can you read the replies?
Yeah. All right. So here we are. I have to bleep out Eric Scott's reply.
Yes, you do.
Hello, all. Since my mom had a day off today, I thought it would be a nice idea to take her car to work today. The dead deer in the middle of the left lane had other ideas. Needless to say, I will be pretty late today. Hopefully, I can be there by 6:20 a.m. My absolute sincerest apologies for this to everyone. This is at 5:35.
So how many people can you text at 5:35 and then read the replies?
Right. All right. So, bleep, are you okay? How's the car? I love Jill's. OMG. And I said, take the day off if you need it. We'll figure it out. Hope you're not hurt. Now, if he was hurt, that was an odd way that I said that. Right? Hope you're not hurt. I don't know. But it was a casual, we have that kind of relationship.
Uh-huh.
And then Thomas is like, all okay, and I'm okay. Car could be better, though. Taking my car right now. Don't worry, I'll be there. And then take your time. Please drive carefully. We've got you covered was from you, Kathy. So, yeah, everybody responded. But I think the fact that his attitude was light, I mean, that's how you deal with adversity, right? Sometimes you got to smile, and I appreciate that he made it into work. All right, we got a lot of people on hold want to tell me about what they hit. So, Malik, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
Spring days, hot topics. New Jersey's conversation lives here. New Jersey 101.5.
6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So it's hit a deer season and wreck your car season. Welcome to Jersey. Producer Thomas hit a deer this morning. Deer was already dead. So it makes it even worse. These deer bodies are strewn everywhere. So that guy took out two cars. The one who hit him and killed him. And then Producer Thomas this morning. How about you? Let's start with Malik in Asbury Park. What's going on, Malik? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm doing all right. How about you?
I can't complain. I woke up this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Day on the right side, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've hit a few deer in my lifetime. None that totaled my cars, but I've hit a deer on 70 out in Manchester.
Yeah.
I've hit a deer on, what is that, 22 going out past White House Station.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And
the visibility on 22 is not great in certain areas. Like, you come around and they just, all of a sudden, they're right in front of your car.
Yeah, and the worst one was, I was in my truck, my dump truck, and I was driving a 22 past White House Station, and deer came out of nowhere. And I caught him at the last minute, so, you know, you're not supposed to swerve your wheel in your truck. So all I did was just, I sped up.
Yep.
And I hit this deer so hard, it just exploded.
Yeah. It's unbelievable,
it just
right?
exploded. I pulled over to assess the damage. It was just a couple, you know, bones and stuff in the grill or whatever, but did absolutely no damage to the truck.
No, I would imagine in a dump truck, you're going to be, that's a lot of force hitting that animal. It must have been disgusting to watch it explode. Was it like a puff of pink and red?
Yeah, heart was pounding. Like, oh, I can't believe I just seen that.
Yeah.
A lot of power washing, too.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's it. That's the cleanup. Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, right? I mean, it's. I think nature will correct itself because there are too many of them. They're going to start starving and dying off because, I don't know, they're competing for less and less food.
Yeah, they got to do something. I know they have these things. I even bought one for one of my older cars. They're like small deer horns you place on the front of your bumper. Like, we're not supposed to hear them, but I know that they hear them. I don't know if it ever worked, but...
I had it. My mother-in-law bought that for us when we... I don't know what the hell house it was. Maybe it was... We lived in Williamstown in South Jersey, Gloucester County for a bit, and deer everywhere. And I remember it was like, it affixes to your, I think it like glues on, it sticks on, and it uses the wind to make a noise, right? And it's like a whistle.
Yes.
Yeah, I had them. I don't remember, I mean, I never hit a deer when I had it on my car, so maybe it worked, right? I don't know. But you got to be going a certain speed, too. And the problem, right, on the back roads, if you're doing 25, you're still going to do a lot of damage to your car if you don't see them.
And note to people, if you see a deer, don't swerve, speed up, let them go over your car. Don't try to stop because they're going to hit your car regardless.
Unless you can stop ahead of time. If you see them far enough in advance. I mean, I see them coming around.
Right.
That's it. But, yeah, and if you're in a dump truck, don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Malik. Have a good rest of your day, buddy. Sylvia, you'll be first. Other Side of the News is next with Eric Scott.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, let's jump right in. So, producer Thomas hit a deer this morning. And Eric, the stat that I'm using is actually an old stat. It may be much higher. But this was an insurance report going back. I mean, this could be 5 to 8 years old.
Yeah.
26,000 estimated collisions every year between cars and deer.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's done a similar or recent study. But if you're talking about a lighter deer population and fewer cars 8 years ago.
Yes, I would expect that number has only gone up because the deer population has also gone up.
I've never seen this many deer.
I've never seen them in the rural areas the way that I'm seeing them now, or in the suburbs, I should say.
Right.
Because the frightening part of it is they've become acclimated to the sound and smell of cars. We have them all over our neighborhood because basically I think it's the same herd. The same herd that's in our backyard is what you and I are seeing on our commute on the way in.
100%.
Yeah. And fortunately, you know, we've tried a lot of things to keep them out of our yard. And generally they will. I mean, we have the two dogs. I have a whole routine that I go through, you know, in terms of spraying things and putting deterrents around and planting things that they don't like to try to keep them out of the garden, and it's been relatively successful. But, you know, they're all over my neighbor's yards, and I see them on the road every morning.
Yeah, I don't know. It's annoying to me at worst. It's dangerous, really, if you think about it.
Very dangerous.
Because I see them, and they eyeball me in the morning when I'm leaving.
Yes.
Right, when I'm coming out of the driveway.
They do.
When I arrived here yesterday morning, there was a large buck standing where I park. standing there. I stopped the car, and I'm like, well, should I park somewhere else? And then he left.
Right. Maybe he's looking for a tip. I don't know. That's it. He's like, I'll park your car. Don't worry. Just throw me some cash. All right, let's go to Sylvia in Trenton. Good morning, Sylvia. So you didn't hit a deer. You hit something a little bigger.
Yes, I did.
What'd you hit?
I hit a big bull moose.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Sylvia, a big bull moose. I love it. Did you get hurt? Did you? Well, where were you that you hit a moose?
I was on my way. This happened maybe about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I was on, I had worked. And then I went and picked my daughter up in Hopewell, and we were on our way up to Maine to visit my brother. He lived in Bridgeton, Maine. And I was on the Maine Turnpike at exit 5, which is changed now. All the exits are changed.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was at the Saco exit, and it was 10 o'clock at night. I happened to know what time it was, and it was dark, and going around a curve, my headlights shone on the area where there was grass and everything.
Yeah.
And I see this thing galloping, this huge thing galloping.
They're huge. The moose are huge.
I thought it was a horse because it had
Thank God you survived. You're lucky to be alive. I mean, what kind of car were you in?
I was in a Toyota Tercel hatchback.
Oh, my God. The moose is bigger than that car.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. I saw it coming and there was nothing I could do. And I knew I was going to hit it if I kept going the rate of speed I was, like, going 70. I slowed down to 50. And the car in back of me said I was swerving all over trying to slow down. And he went right in front of my car and stopped. And I hit his hind legs, and all I saw was his legs and his face, his snout, or whatever they call that, was looking in my mirror, in my window at me.
Because he was pissed off. You hit him.
Right. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is that?
Did you knock him down? Did you knock him down? I mean, the legs aren't... No,
and I didn't hardly do any damage to my car because I hit him as he passed me. So I just hit his hind legs with the front of my car on my side, and I pulled on the side. I was shaking. I didn't know even what I do. I never saw a moose before.
Right.
So the guy in back of me hit him. Well, he stopped and he told me he hit him too, but he killed him. And
really?
You know,
so it was 1-2. Stop. You hit him, and then he probably stopped after you hit him, and the guy behind you hit him.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he actually stopped in front of me.
Wow.
Well,
thank God you are okay. I mean, Sylvia,
I was still able to drive my car too.
You tell that story like you can still see it right now, like it happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
When I was telling the person online before, I was nervous wreck, you know, but now it's like telling it all over again, like it just happened. But my daughter, she was only like 13, and we were parked on the side of the road, and it was on the side of the road, dead.
Yeah.
And she goes, I want to see if it's okay, because she loves the animals. And I said, don't you dare.
Yeah, he's not okay.
He's still alive.
Oh, wow.
If it's still alive and people are going like 100 miles an hour past me, you
right,
know?
Right, right. Wow. Well, thank God you were okay. Sylvia, thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day.
Well, thanks for having me online.
Of course. You take care, Sylvia. All right, Don, Chad, hang in there. I'll be right back. 716, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
Sarah.
.723 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So what have you hit with your car in Jersey? And who had more damage, the animal or the automobile? Let's start with Chad in Phillipsburg. Morning, Chad. What's going on?
Hi. I work for the town of Phillipsburg. And it was a Saturday night, and we were out plowing. And we plow with two trucks.
Yep.
One guy was in front of me, and I was about 20 feet, 30 feet behind him. A deer shot across between the two of us. I don't know how I didn't hit him.
I'm impressed that he could get... Now, paint the scene, though. There were two trucks, so one is slightly behind, right, to pick up what you're pushing.
Yes.
Yeah. So which side did he come from, the lead truck or the... I imagine the lead truck, right?
No, from the right side.
Really?
I saw him in the corner, and I said, well, I thought he was going to go the other way because we're making a lot of noise plowing.
Chad, believe me, that deer is still telling that story. He's like, man, you can't believe what
right.
I just did.
You're right.
Right? I just dodged not one but two plow trucks. I don't think about seeing the deer when it's snowing, though.
And it was a Saturday night, too, no less.
Right? Like, you know, in the winter, you don't see as many coming across the roads, right? This is more the time you see them. No?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Chad, you would have won that battle.
I know, but it was amazing that I didn't hit him.
That's the luckiest deer in Jersey. But right? I would think the plow, though, I don't know what would have happened. Scooped him up? Would it have flipped up? I mean, the snow, I guess because of the curve of the plow.
Or probably mangled them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, thank you, Chad. But what do you do when you're not plowing? You guys all just part of DPW?
Taking care of the parks.
Yeah.
How long
have you been doing it?
35 years.
Wow. So now, Chad, you going to be retiring in Jersey?
I think so.
Good. I love it. You know, it's funny.
I got grandkids. So
good for you.
I love my grandkids.
Yeah. Do you you work for Phillipsburg? Do you live in Warren County?
Yeah, no. Yes, and I live in Phillipsburg too.
It's a great town. Yeah, it's a great town. We love it. And are your kids close?
Yes.
So you got the whole family there.
Yes.
That's great. I love to hear it. Hey, man, we're going to keep fighting to make Jersey more affordable. So hang in there. Appreciate what you do. Best all the guys at DPW. We appreciate you guys. You're like the unsung heroes of city government because you're out there in every storm. You're working the 24-hour shift, so just know we appreciate you. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you. Bye.
You got it. All right, Don, hang in there. I'm going to get to you first on the other side of the news with Eric Scott in 3.5 minutes. .738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So we're overrun with animals. The deer. Jill, I'm just sick of it. I know they're cute. We had two little babies and the little dots on them. And they were, they're going to be like in my fender at some point.
Exactly. We have a coyote on my street and it cracks me up. There, we just saw on News 12 they had a... Ooh, coyote in Glen Rock. I'm like, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And my dog's barking.
Do the coyotes come after the dogs?
Oh, yeah. Twice in North Jersey, dogs were eaten by coyotes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have coyotes? I don't know.
We've had one. Yeah, foxes. We've seen them around. A lot of foxes
scream?
Are around.
Who
foxes
screams?
Will scream.
The foxes
yeah, the
scream.
Foxes
yeah, the baby scream. Fox. What about the coyotes?
I think they howl, but I've never heard
right,
them.
Right, that was, yeah.
You know, I mean, little dogs.
Werewolves in London.
After them.
Oh, well, there we go. That's how we're ending the show. Thank
you know what? There are werewolves.
Thanks for the tip.
I've saw werewolves in my neighborhood.
I believe that. That I believe.
Yeah, knowing where you live, I believe it too.
I was going to say a few shots at the tiki bar. He's seeing them too. That's it. All right. Yeah. Werewolves in Jersey. God, remember this song?
Oh yeah, I remember it.
This is we'll end the show today in honor of EJ, who literally I'll never forget it. He's like, I get hired. I just played this randomly to end the show, and he's like, "Hey, we hold that song for our Halloween book." I'm like, "Halloween? What? No, it's Warren Zevon. What are you talking?" So he's like, "Don't, please, just don't." So then the next day, I'm like, "I'm gonna play it again." So I played it again, and he got annoyed. So I think it was 3 years later, I played it every show.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, we all remember.
We all, yes. Fun memories of the old days here at New Jersey 101.5. Anyway, I am a big fan of EJ. He and I, you know, one thing about EJ, he cares about the station.
More than anybody,
right?
I think, that
so
I have ever met.
He is so vested in the product. Yeah.
Well, I mean, all of us, you know, EJ, myself, and you know, others that have passed. I mean, we helped build this place. Yeah. You know, I mean, we were here when it was just a baby.
Yeah.
And so we do. We take a lot of pride in it, and we try to safeguard it as much as we can.
If it was a baby then, where are we now? We get toward the geriatric
home. We're in the get off my lawn stage.
Get off
of
my
life
lawn. Right. That's where we are. Get off my lawn. I can't believe I actually said it and shouted it. And then I was in my own head yesterday. I'm like, you just said that.
Yes,
you are
you
now
did.
Officially a member of the Get Off My Lawn group. Oh, my God. Men of a certain age. Good grief. All right. Let's go to Don in Phillipsburg. What's going on, Don? Good morning.
Good morning. You're talking about all the deer. And they got nothing better to do than they're changing the hunting regulations with the bows. I don't know what they're going to do.
So tell me what regulation, Don? I'm not familiar. Help educate me. What are they banning? How is New Jersey making it worse?
They're trying to ban the crossbows.
Why?
And they're working on the power. Exactly. Why? Ted Nugent's even been involved with it. With the hunting and stuff that he does, he's been with. If you go online, you can see all kinds of stuff that he's...
So, wait, Don, are crossbows legal to shoot now during the bow hunt?
Yes.
They are.
And
so,
they're trying to ban them. And they're going after the lower poundage bows for teenagers, women. They're trying to drive people out of the hunting.
Yeah, and it's foolish because, number one, you can eat what you kill. Number two, it thins the population, so the surviving animals have more to eat. And number three, it removes the danger to your cars and everything else. I mean, it's a no-brainer to have a stepped-up hunting season. I have often said, I don't know why, and I don't know if you can. If you're a farmer, you can pretty much kill anything to protect your crops. But if you're just a homeowner, like, can I just shoot a deer walking through my backyard?
No.
No?
Well, you'll have a hard time. If you're a farmer, you can get crop damage permits. You can shoot everything that moves.
Yeah.
But I don't believe you can as a homeowner.
Yeah, which is another stupid thing. I don't know why shouldn't I be able to? I've got 2 acres. I back to woods. I'm not going to hit anything but the animal.
Right.
And they come in, they eat the flowers that my wife's planted. Like it's annoying. We have to adjust based on the wildlife, which I get, but it'd be nice to be able to protect the yard because there are so many of them now. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's just like the bears.
Yeah.
They shut the bear hunts down for how many years? They say there's
so
only 3,000 in the state. I don't actually live in Phillipsburg, but I live on the outskirts.
Yeah.
I live in one of the towns and I got a farm. I got 21 acres. I got 3-4 bears there.
Yeah.
And they're telling me there's only 3,000 in the whole state. I let people come in and hunt them.
I think it's smart.
They shot 2 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's smart.
Thin the population.
Well, it's a smart thing to do. Have you eaten the bear? I don't think the meat's that great, to be candid.
Well, they make sausage and stuff out of them. and stuff like that's real good.
Yeah, you know, they in France, they make sausages with horse meat. I'm going to try it on our trip. I'm curious to see how. Right? Why not?
Hey, I'm willing to try anything like that.
I hear you. All right, Don.
You got to have an open mind.
Do me a favor. If you hear more about the crossbow ban, call us back. Keep us updated.
Yes, they're trying to ban the low poundage bows too.
Yeah, no reason for that. All right, Don. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Keep us posted. Thanks. All right, if you're a hunter, do you hunt with a crossbow? And what are you hearing about the ban? Let's promote our hunting population because you guys are the best conservationists around, keeping the balance between humans and the animal kingdom. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. And if you're an animal rights activist who right now your head's exploding, you can call and yell at me too. 1-800-283-101.5, 7:45. That means traffic and weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, Jill, you just fired Grok.
Why? Why do you do this to me? You decided to talk to me and make me laugh after I had my oats and chia seeds. And I know I have like chia seeds all over my teeth.
Chia seeds like spitting out from between your teeth.
I'm cracking up and I'm like.
That's why you have the little wind cover on your mic.
And then I'm trying to keep my lips closed because I feel like I got chia seeds in my teeth.
No, you're good. You have this is why I don't eat before speeches, though.
Well, yeah, right?
I was in the press club or somewhere in D.C., and Mitt Romney's the speaker.
Oh, my.
And I'm a table over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eating because I'm not speaking this event. And I'm watching him and he's eating the whole plate, the broccoli, the gravy.
The broccoli.
The whole thing.
You're going to be
then
bloated?
He gets up and he gives a speech and I'm staring at him. And I think his security was a little concerned about me. And I wanted to say, no, I'm just fascinated by this man.
That would have gone over well.
That wouldn't have made it any better. Because I watch him get up and he gives a flawless speech. And I'm looking at his teeth. I'm like, that dude's got nothing in his... If I ate broccoli, I'd have a whole stalk sticking out. It would be a disaster.
Exactly.
I would have a gravy spot somewhere.
I'd be...
I'd be burping. So I don't eat before events. That's why I don't eat before I go on TV. It's why I fast. Because I can't be trusted.
Well, but you think I would do that with this job.
Anyway, so where were you? The chia seeds. Oh, you had that stupid thing you do.
It's oats and chias.
It's
just oats and chia.
We'll talk about it.
I'm
not going to lecture you on the oats. It's too early. But I do want to talk about Grok, though, because I like Grok, but I don't think Grok has the capability like chat when it comes to putting pictures in and creating things.
That's
what
happened. So this is the second time that you people, meaning Kathy, Grok, it's great. Well, I got it, and then I started to try to put wallpaper on a picture of my bathroom walls. It allowed me like two pictures, and it was like...
That's the free option.
Yeah.
They want your money.
Yeah. So the reason Elon Musk is a trillionaire is because he charges you for everything. Like Grok is from X. Yeah. I love it, but I don't understand how it works. I don't know. I pay like $8 a month.
You do?
For X.
That's not much.
Yeah, I know. Well, I downgraded. I was paying $15, but I don't know the difference of what I'm getting. I don't know if I'm paying for the blue check. Meanwhile, I got the blue check before they were charging for the blue check. I'm just saying.
Good.
But I don't know if I have the premium Grok. I don't know. I have the app. I talk to Ara all the time.
You know there's five names for the voices?
There are five? But you didn't have a voice.
Nah, I could have probably. I didn't want to bother with it.
You have Ara.
Do you see
there's
this?
There's also Eve, Rex,
Jill
Sal,
is literally
Leo.
Exhausted by Grok.
That's okay.
It looks like Grok wore you out.
But Grok didn't serve the purpose that she needed.
I wore Grok out, yeah.
Is now the second time you fired Grok.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
I think Grok will be back. I'm gonna start the slow drip of
Jill,
propaganda.
Are you needing it for graphics and things like that?
That's the thing, yeah, to put wallpaper in my bathroom.
Yeah, so you need to either find an app that will give you a lot of that capability for free, or decide mm-hmm. which one you want to pay
what
for.
What did you use? Because you showed me the picture. Yeah. It actually looked really cool.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, a lot of people like, free, I think chat is version. Ahead.
Free.
Yep.
All right, so, let me ask that question.
You can do some. I want
to know what people are using, yep. because I honestly, it's so convenient to have Grok on your phone. I just, it's way better than Google. Like, I don't know. I haven't used Gemini yet. That's the Google version of I don't know what's better.
What
I like
Claude?
Grok because we have a conversation. Claude is paid too, I think.
It's all, like, right? Yeah, they're calling these Mango now, right? It's all the big tech giants, right?
Yeah.
The acronym.
So I don't know. Let me ask this question. What AI do you use, and what does it help you get done during the day? 1-800-283-101.5. 7:57. Eric Scott with the news next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show, and the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app. All right, we're talking about AI. Eric, you've got, I know, Jill, you've got Alexa in your house. Eric, what do you have? You've got you've got Alexa?
Or
you
yep.
have Siri? Yeah.
Yep, we have Alexa. She runs pretty much everything in the house.
See, Eric's with me.
Yeah, Jill literally asked me, she's like, how do you run your house? How do you do anything? I'm like, I don't, what do you mean? I don't even know what I would turn over to Alexa.
She said, how do you function?
How do you function? Yeah, Kathy, that's exactly what she said. I have no desire. I'm getting to a point now where I'm almost full Luddite. Like, I'm just so sick of technology. I am charging my phone now in my office on Sunday, and if I have off, like I have off this Sunday, I'm not on Newsmax. I have my first day off, full day off, Monday and Tuesday. I'm not going anywhere. Kids are home. And the phone is going to go in my office.
You think you're
going to
be
out.
A Luddite?
Well, I do the same thing, but Alexa is in every room of my house.
I find that weird.
It's what's attached to Alexa. So I have the Alexa screen in the kitchen.
Yeah, the Echo show. Yeah.
She handles it. So it's hooked up to, she's hooked up to my refrigerator. She's hooked up to the coffee maker. She's hooked up to the stove. So I can have her turn the stove on and preheat. I can have her adjust the temperature or remind me of things in the refrigerator. She controls the thermostat. She controls the fireplace. She controls all of the lighting.
The TV.
The TV.
Because I have an Amazon TV.
And there's music off of every one of those speakers. So if we're having a cocktail party, I have a program that'll play music in the kitchen, in the living room, and in the dining room.
So you've basically replaced yourself.
She can't cook a meal yet. But
well, it's coming.
But
living like the Jetsons almost.
But you can't pick up dog poo in the backyard. So.
Right.
And then my Alexa, the stupid questions that I ask is not judgmental. Because I ask all kinds of crazy. I'm like, Alexa, statin side effects. Okay. Or what are the benefits of avocados nutritionally? And then she tells me, and then, you know, you want, then she starts engaging, you know, asking
so, but
me,
you, but
you
to
want?
Hook your appliances up, you need a separate app, right? And my guess is
it's the Alexa app. It's on the phone.
No, but I'm saying your stove has to talk to it.
It has to have Wi-Fi capability.
Right, it has to be compatible.
You're not going to just automatically do that. You know, it's like it's the, like the refrigerator that we've got. It knows what food is in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is your refrigerator?
I do a crazy thing. I open it.
We have one of those glass doors light comes out and it shows you through the window what's in the refrigerator. But like it knows what's been placed in there, will remind you.
Whoa.
You know, hey, your milk's about to expire. Hey, your eggs are about to expire. Hey, your
how does it know that?
I don't know.
Whoa. Okay,
it's too
that's
much.
That is crazy. You know what the best is when the music's playing pretty loud and we're like, Alexa, volume lower. And then she's not listening because the music's so loud.
Because she's jamming to the music. That's why.
You're Alexa and you're like, Alexa.
My voice is loud enough that it'll cut through most of that stuff. I've been upstairs in the bathroom and I hear a timer going off downstairs. And if I yell down the stairs to Alexa, she can hear me.
When Alexa can call customer service and sit on hold for 2 hours, then I'll buy it.
She probably
I'll
could.
Bet you there is a function that will do
I wonder.
That.
Now,
because
let me know.
You can make phone calls through Alexa. And what's weird about it is if you have Alexa, have Jill, show, so I could call you
and video
off of my Alexa, and we can talk to one another.
And that helped me one day when I think I lost my phone. There was some kind of situation in the house, mm-hmm. maybe the battery. I forget what happened with the phone, and I was like, "Oh, that's right, my Alexa." I just asked my Alexa to call my daughter.
Thank you both for making me feel so old-fashioned. And I'm loving it. I'm going to go whittle some wood on the porch, I think. I'm going
to
go like
and yell at people to get off
your
lawn.
Yell at people to get off my lawn.
Those beards on.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right. Am I the only one living a normal life that doesn't have everything run by my phone and machine? I thought I was pretty cutting edge. I mean, I post by myself on Instagram. I even make TikTok videos. I'm like, wow, I'm pretty cool. Apparently not. Tom and Princeton, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about AI. Apparently, Eric has turned over complete control of his home to a computer. But, you know, you've still got to work. Like, he's got to put the coffee grounds in the machine. You got to set it up. I bought all that crap years ago, all the outlets and the lights and all, and I got bored. I'm like, I got to remember it. Then sometimes the app would reset.
Oh, I
and
hate
I couldn't
that.
Turn the lights on. Yeah, I'm like,
I have to actually use the switch.
Yeah, so
but
I,
then the
I got,
switch
I,
won't even work if you.
Right. So yeah. I got rid of all of it. We are an old fashioned house. The big step for us is I got rid of the phone line. We put over the, you know, there's no phone.
Cut it off.
I still have friends that have a home phone, though.
I had it for the longest time because I didn't feel like painting around it.
So
but
listen
AI,
to this.
Yeah.
Tom in Princeton is an AI artist. Tom, tell me what that even means.
Okay, I was a physical artist for like 20 years of my life, right? And I'd work really hard and put a lot of time into my projects, like 72 hours on a painting. All to come down to, people are paying $100,000 for a blue square to use it as an investment to not pay taxes rather than supporting real art. My father got sick and I had to take care of him. I could no longer melt down metal and stuff in the backyard because I was his full-time caretaker. I stumbled into making AI pictures. I now have 511,000 followers on Facebook 3 years later.
No kidding.
I'm pretty famous at making pictures. I thought I could help you guys with your wallpaper design.
I think Jill Myra needs some help. Jill, what do you think of Tom here?
That's awesome. Are you on, you're on Facebook?
Wait, I want to look him up. What are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. My name is D-E-U-S.
D-E-U-S.
In other words, E-X.
E-X. Deus EX?
Yep. And then the last word is M-A-C-H-I-N-A. And if you put AI art, Facebook AI, it'll come up.
Hold on. I'm a little slow here. It's D-E-U-S and then E-X. And then what's the last?
Yep. M-A-C-H-I-N-A.
Machina.
Yep. And if you put Facebook AI artist, it'll come right up in a group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I got one in South Africa.
I'm looking at the same one. In Philippines.
I would say Trenton. I'm a Trenton resident of my whole life. I just work in Princeton.
So what
AI
do,
art.
What do these words mean?
511,000 followers. Wow.
Yep. I just got almost 1,000 views, and I think it's been 50 minutes since my first video today.
So what do you do? Like, tell me, how do you monetize?
Right.
How do you monetize
this? Here's the deal. All right, well, monetization, basically, anytime you fly too close to the sun with Facebook, I've talked to all the artists. Like, let's just say you start to make $1,000 a month. They're going to hit you with violations and knock you down to, like, $100. Because they control everything. There's really no laws of... I've even gone down to having AI research their actual, like, what they're liable to do. They don't have to pay or not pay anyone. So they're in free reign of if they pay you or not.
So are you being paid?
I get paid like $120 a month. I probably pay $350 to make my content.
So,
but what I'm doing?
Yeah. Why do it? Why do it, Tom? Because I mean, that actually, you just took the wind out of my sail. Like, that's like a punch in the gut. People are out there trying to monetize Facebook.
Here's why.
Tell me.
Everybody in America is working for next to nothing. Everything is squeezed too hard. And what I get to do is tell my life story about hardships of real people in this city, in this world, trying to make it. And I try to inspire those people every single day with uplifting things while I'm mixing in like evil machines that brings in the most dark people that need help. And I try to help them, man. I've had people from all over the world that I've inspired. I've had people where I've taught them how to do AI things. They now open stores and are selling their own mugs and offer me things back. It's basically, I do it because I need to create. I'm the kind of person that has to problem solve all day, every day to keep my mind healthy. And it's a constant challenge every day, and I can present it to the world. And I'm getting famous enough, I might make the connection soon to where it will bring in big money.
I mean, what do you do next with that, though? Like, you get into the movie business? Like, how do you take the fame?
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I'm actually trying to network, like get big enough that I can call out musicians and ask to work on videos with them and stuff like that. But let's get back to how I'm trying to help you guys. With your editing, what you need to do with your pictures, once you have a picture that's close, first of all, use GPT. Don't use Grok. Grok makes wild stuff. I use that for all my craziest stuff.
I asked it for this. I said, here's the wallpaper, here's the bathroom. And it put some other wallpaper on there. I was like, what is that?
Because it knows better.
Yeah. So here's the trick. You get one that's close. You can make it in Grok or make it however you get the picture. Doesn't matter. Then submit that picture to ChatGPT and say, edit this photo. Keep everything else exactly the same, but edit this feature. And it will do it really close.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
It was doing it so
well. This is ChatGPT. How about Gemini, Tom?
Gemini? I know all the AI artists. So I know some guys killing it with Gemini. It's just not my main thing. Like, I use all different ones for all different reasons. Like, some things will bootleg famous people really easy. Some won't let you do
horrible.
It. Some things will make things look trippier and better than reality that just will captivate the viewer in a landscape, like something they've never seen that will blow their mind, but it's really hard to work with. It's not user-friendly. So I use all different ones. I'd say Grok is the best conversationalist. You should always double check things before you spend money on anything. It will say, I was wrong, my bad. And I'm like, yo, my bad.
Too late. Too late if I spent $300.
You can't say my bad. Never say that to me again. Do the real research. Don't ever give me false information. That's
wow.
The whole purpose.
That's so interesting. Tom, you're a fascinating guy. Do me a favor. Can you call me back when you hit 600,000? Let's track your progress, and I want to help you out.
And just so you guys know, I'm in construction. The reason why I'm doing this, really, I'm trying to break free. I've been working for 20 years with a creative mind, hurting my body. I don't want to do it anymore. I have a wife. I have a child. I want to break free, man.
So all right. I want to help you.
Live a real life.
All right. So the on Facebook, it's Deus, DeusXEX Machina, MACHINA, and put AI art after it. You'll get to the account. I just followed you. Do me a favor. Check in at 550. And I'm going to plug this a couple of times. If you want to tag me in something, I'll put it out and we'll share it. So
dude,
keep going, man.
If you ever want to work on anything, I fully support you and everything you're doing for everybody in New Jersey. I'll do whatever you want for free just to help.
I appreciate that.
You have my phone number. Just text me, contact me. I'm down to work on whatever I'm trying to help America's people.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. Well, man, best call of the day. Thank you. But check back in when you hit 550. Appreciate you, Tom. We'll talk soon.
No problem. Appreciate you, too, every day.
Thank you. 828. Yep. Eric Scott with your news next. Hey. 8:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. You know, it was an interesting discussion about AI and, just hearing from Tom in Princeton about how what he does in terms of trying to monetize. My big takeaway, And Tom sounds like an awesome guy and just wants to give back and wants to make it. I mean, here he's working construction and trying to make a living and giving back through his creative talent online. But I'm concerned about the idea that so many people are flocking online. You're putting every single piece of your life, your privacy, everything is on Facebook. And Facebook is returning the favor by charging you more than they're giving you. That was my big takeaway. You know, we talk about spying and privacy, and you know, I'm a big believer in trying to maintain some privacy. It's why I think, you know, these FISA warrants, you should need a warrant before the government can collect information on you. But if you think about it, you're giving up all your information. You're addicted to social media. You've actually given anybody that wants to know anything and everything about you free license. Every meal, every bathroom trip, every place you travel, you're putting every single part of your life online. Think about this. If you, and maybe, I don't know if anybody's done this, but I wonder if you ask Grok or ChatGPT to go into somebody's Facebook file, if you put a link in there, and say, tell me everything you learned or know about this person, what would come back? Like, I'm going to try that myself. I'm going to take my stuff because I don't do a ton of personal stuff. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that every once in a while I'll post about, you know, an anniversary. I'll talk about Jody and I and our trips, and I, you know, my pinned photos are from our 30th anniversary where I posted all kinds of you know, our wedding picture, and oh my God, was I young, unbelievable. And I went through our history. I wonder if you put in someone's Facebook profile and all the pictures into chat. So tell me every single thing about this person. Do you think ChatGPT or Grok could figure out your passwords? Could figure out, like, think about what you've given up as far as privacy. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to screw it up. I may ask Tom to help me with this. But right now it's 8:42, so I got a break for traffic and weather. But I want you to think about that. How much privacy you've given up on social media. And are you like Eric, where you've basically turned your life over to Alexa? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:42 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we were talking about AI. So, Kathy, you did, you put my my Facebook and my Instagram into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And it came back with a book.
And then the thing about chat is after it answers the question you asked, it'll ask you another question like, would you like me to do this?
Yeah. But it took a bit of a dive into the radio show, and from Facebook and Instagram, analyzed how I communicate with the audience, and well, kind of went through years of, go ahead, read that one.
Well, here's the question it asked me. First, I put your Facebook profile in there and asked, what can you tell me about Bill Spadia? Then I gave it your Instagram profile. And then after it answered that question, ChatGPT asked me, if you're interested, I can also give you a less biographical analysis of his communication style, how he built his audience, what makes his social media effective, and why he connects with certain voters and listeners. So it asked me, do I want that? And I said, yes, please. And then that's the last
thing. That's what I just read.
Yep.
I mean, it was pretty accurate. So the question I have for you is, what AI do you use? And are you concerned? Like, mine was less personal. It was more about the style of how I communicate, which I thought was kind of cool that the ChatGPT could capture that. But I wonder if we asked Chat if it could figure out what my most likely passwords are, what would it come back? So, Kathy, if you would ask it that on the break. And okay, my question to you is, do you rely on AI, and are you concerned? I'm concerned. I think we have literally given up our privacy. It's like the government doesn't even have to go and ask questions. Any government potential spy network could just ask AI about what you have posted online and know everything they want to know about you. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Does that concern you? Because it sure as hell concerns me. 855, Jen Ursula with your news next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Phil Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Jen, are you an AI person?
I like AI.
But like Eric was talking about, he lets it run his whole house.
No.
Like Alexa's looking in his fridge. just seems like a lot.
I'm not shocked by that at all.
Do you have Alexa?
I like the Chat GPT.
Do you have Alexa in
your house? I have Siri in my house.
So you do have, you're talking to a phone or a machine in your home.
Every so often.
God, I had no idea how old fashioned I was.
Really?
I don't have any of that. I don't want that. I want less. I want to go back to a flip phone. If I could get my flip phone back, my StarTAC. Remember the StarTAC?
Oh, yeah.
I told Jody, I said, that's when I finally am done. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm hanging it up.
Yeah.
The phone's gone. I don't want the apps. I don't want any of it. I want to have a StarTAC phone so I can call my kids and that's it.
You're going to be one of those guys that retreats to the cabin in the woods like the Unabomber.
Without the bomber thing, I'm not going to blow anything up. I mean, that's at least...
Growing the beard.
My plan is
not
to blow anything up. Let's just say I'm sticking with that as a retirement plan. But I may have the hoodie.
The beard down to your knees.
I'll have the beard and the hoodie without the bombs.
Yeah.
Or the sunglasses. I always thought that was a joke. Like they did that. They were just making that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the cabin in the woods.
Oh my God, that whole story.
I'm like,
was
really?
Insane.
The sketch is a guy with a. Literally, the sketch was a hoodie.
It was.
With big sunglasses.
Correct.
He looked like Freddie Mercury with a hoodie on.
You couldn't make that one up. That was crazy.
They kind of did. It was, anyways.
You're going to go off the grid one day. Yeah.
I don't know. I was listening. Is it Trump's daughter? Ivanka,
yeah,
is married to Kushner, right?
Jared Kushner.
So they bought an island,
of course,
in the Mediterranean, building an off the grid, isolated community.
Put me on it,
right?
I would totally do that.
I mean,
yeah,
if you've got billions, I get it.
I
don't like the idea. I was saying this, like, to me, you know, people worry about privacy and the government spying. I'm like, you're spying on yourself.
It's true.
You're posting every single thing. Now, we do have a quick update. Before I go to Buddha is on, I want to talk to you, Buddha. Hold on. Kathy went and asked about if ChatGPT could find my passwords.
She went down a rabbit hole on this.
I know.
One.
So, Kathy. So what did chat say? Chat came back to you.
Yeah, well, basically it said no.
It said it wouldn't help you.
And then
that's good.
And then I clarified. I said, thank you. I said, I was only asking so that we could have some content to talk about on the air in general.
Read what she said.
Just to be clear, I'm not interested in guessing Bill Spadia's password. And chat said, no worries at all. I didn't assume any bad intent. Someone asks, this is good information. When someone asks about a specific person's passwords, I being ChatGPT, I have to treat it as a security-sensitive question, regardless of the context.
Wow.
So ChatGPT is programmed not to help you.
It's programmed not to help you do that.
Chat's got your back.
Well, I wonder if that's new. Chat's got your back. That should be their slogan.
You have to ask Grok.
I want to ask Grok the same thing. I just wonder. I don't trust any of it.
I know.
I use it. And I get that half my life is public. So everything's on, you know, Instagram and Facebook. I get that. It's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Which is why, for me, I'd like to be like,
chat comes in really handy for a lot of things. I do like it, and it's user friendly. I do like that.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, actually, thank you, Kathy, for the reminder. I want to just check in real quick with Bob.
Yes, sir.
Bob Williams, what is going on with this parade and the traffic?
It's crazy.
I'm not going to New York today. I have never been happier not to have to work tonight.
smart because everything is just backed up. It is, people are just thrilled with this. You got thousands of people on the sides of Broadway in the Canyon of Heroes. They're just setting up. The parade starts at 10 o'clock. If you're not there by now, don't even bother. It's just amazing. And
so
looks like a lot of the viewing pens are, a lot of the viewing pens are already at capacity, so it's not even worth it.
Where's it most, but how's this affecting the Jersey side? So the approach, I imagine the Holland Tunnel is not passable.
They're all at least 45-minute delays coming into New York, and anything south of Canal Street, which is right where the Holland Tunnel is, Everything is closed to traffic.
Because that's where it is, right? That's where the parade is.
It's probably one of the biggest parades in New York history. This is great. You got to love the team. They are just so likable guys. I mean, amazing.
I'm glad you said that. I'm not a huge pro sports fan, right. But mm-hmm. I think these guys, the post-game interviews were good. They were really all about giving back and loving the fact that the New York area has not had a basketball champion in 53 years. So you got
to. And many of us go back to the last time that they won. So this is really, really just.
I was trying not to age us, Bob. I was trying not to do that. Thanks, Bob.
No matter how you try, Bill.
we remember. But what about, so your best way, if you have to get to Midtown, I would imagine George Washington and take the FDR South.
Yeah, I guess. And even the FDR is closed. You're lucky you're not going there today because you would have a lot of problems getting even onto the Upper East Side where you.
I was going to say, how's the because we're at 805 Third, so 40 where Walensky's is. What? But if you took the bridge, Goethals.
That's even backed up too because all that traffic that you normally would take to the Battery Tunnel, that's all dumped off, and that whole lower Manhattan area is just cordoned off now. So, there's really no good way to get around there. And it's going to go on until, 1, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and some of those roads are going to be closed until about 5 o'clock.
I was going to say, it's going to go to rush hour. So they close the southern part of the FDR or the whole thing?
Yep, FDR south of 34th Street. You've got the Brooklyn Bridge is closed. All of these roads feeding into lower Manhattan. Not the place to be, but it's a once in a generation thing.
This. And you know what? To their credit, you knew it was coming. So you knew it was coming. Monday they announced it. So you could figure out where you were going to need to be. But man, I feel for you. If you got to make it into Manhattan today, our prayers are with you. Thoughts and prayers to all the travelers today. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk in a bit. Yeah. All right, Buddha, hang in there. I'm going to get to you first after traffic and weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
Sarah.
/923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So the question is, what AI are you using to run your life? Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor City. Steve. Buddha. What's happening, man? How you doing?
How are you? I'm also too young to be alive for the Knicks win.
Thank you.
I haven't been alive.
Now. Right? I know. Bob's like all of a sudden. Now, all right, they won in 73? So I was four. I was four. I'm 57.
1974 I was born, so I missed it.
You missed it. So this is your first. How are you not up there now?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding?
I know.
I wouldn't. If I lived in Lower Manhattan, I wouldn't be at the parade. Like
no
who
way.
Who needs that kind of crowd and all the packed in? It's
maybe
nuts.
Maybe you can get there easier with an electric scooter. Maybe that's about
maybe.
The only way to get
maybe.
There.
I keep getting pushed these investment opportunities on Instagram about this flying drone where you it's big enough for a person, and I'm like, I don't know if I trust
me.
That.
I don't think it'll get me across the border, bro.
there you go. There's a weight limit. I gotcha. Anyway, what do you got on AI? What do you think?
So what is it to hold these stores like a fancy Wegmans or any of these stores that when you lean in to like look at the price, AI scans your face, finds out your credit score, sees how much you make a year, and then changes the price on you?
That's interesting. Wouldn't that be an interesting business model? Maybe, right?
Right.
Good.
I know how to solve it, though. All you have to do is hire the homeless to shop for you. You'll get 98% off. And plus, you can help them out a little bit. Throw them some bananas.
Buddha, you're always thinking, man. You are always thinking.
I always try.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's a splendid idea. I don't know. I don't like any of this. I think that there's a limit to what is convenient and then what is like, okay. Like Eric Scott, you really need AI to tell you what's in your fridge? Jen, right? You heard that.
Come on,
Steve, did you hear
that? That was funny.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It tells me what's in the fridge. Why do you open the door?
Open the door and look.
They use AI to write. They're going to use AI to write comedy sketches, Bill. They do it already. It's horrible. There's no originality.
I wonder when I'll be replaced. Will you know when I've been replaced by AI? Yeah, because it'll break on time.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. You'll know. He went to break on time. Hold on a minute. That's it. All right, Buddha, good to talk to you, brother. I'll see you on stage soon.
Yeah, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. That is Steve. That he is funny. A Buddha the comedian. Funny. Buddha's great.
Because you'll break on time.
Right? That was funny. You should do some comedy.
Maybe I should do comedy. Yeah. Yeah, I tried. I failed. I had some jokes. Look, I came in. I came in third, I think, right? What did
in
I place?
What?
Funniest New York. The
was it out of three people?
See, that hurts. See, you could also do comedy.
I love you, Bill.
No, what? I don't remember. It was like funniest news guy or something.
Why don't I know this?
Oh, I don't know if there's video of this. I don't remember. It was pre-COVID. And it was at a New York comedy club, and I got asked to do it because I was hosting on Fox, and I think I was runner up. I forget now. I know it sounds stupid. There's an article somewhere about it. I will find it. If you Google funniest news guy New York City, put my name in.
That's ChatGPT.
Yeah, and I don't think the set is taped.
Okay,
but I know there's a picture of me on stage and. I got some laughs. My big test was doing comedy in New York City to see if I could make people that have never heard of me laugh.
Sure.
And it worked. Yeah, it worked. But that was it. I'm like, I can't make a career out of this. Are you kidding me? You know, Potts is out headlining these places. He's doing
him,
a great job.
Trev, I don't.
They're
funny.
But Jilly? I knew Jill Meyer's funny.
Jilly's funny.
You I think you could probably do it. Look, stand-up comedy is
tough. I'm more
of like
the one-liner zingers, you know, it's like that. Yeah.
Potts is doing well, though, right? Eric,
he's a comedian.
I don't know if I'm doing well, but Jen could definitely do comedy, for sure.
Couldn't she?
Absolutely.
Anybody can do comedy.
Now, you may not be funny, but.
Right, but you could do it. Look, half the battle is just getting on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
You get past that fear.
All right, it's 9:27. Vicky, I'm going to get to you first because I am not AI, so I'm not 2 minutes past where I was supposed to break. It is 9:27. Jen Ursula with your news. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So let's bring Vicky in Monmouth County. So, Vicky, what happened to your life lock got canceled?
No. I have a fun fact regarding AI profiling people. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, ended the LifeLog project one day before Facebook was launched, and according to whistleblowers, for the purpose of profiling people in the interest of surveillance under the guise of national security. So I recommend everyone look up LifeLog on Wikipedia.
I remember the story that this was a government program that they scrapped, and then Facebook pops up, and literally, instead of having to try to go through a court process to get information on somebody, you're like, what if everybody just gave us all their information? what everyone does.
They have a lot of so-called backdoors to all the phone companies and everything else that we're, you know, connected to.
So let me ask you, Vicky, do you have Facebook?
Yes, I do.
So you're not concerned?
I just don't post every little thing on there like so many people. You know, a lot of people treat it as a personal journal. I don't do that.
I think most people do. Jen, you're on Facebook.
I am on Facebook.
You could find out pretty much everything about you on Facebook.
That's scary, isn't
what
it?
What don't you post?
I do post a lot. I don't post.
I'm saying, like, what do you leave off of Facebook?
I don't like people sometimes. People will air their dirty laundry on Facebook. I don't do that. I post happy things.
Vicky, what about you? Is it happy? Is it professional? Is it conspiracy theory? What is it?
I have a little bit of both, but a little personal, a little, you know, professional. But I really don't post on there anymore. I'll interact with my family, but, you know, I don't really post.
I don't post political. I don't post. No. I don't post anything political.
I post things that get people so agitated, we had to invent the hate-o-meter. Like, that's how it started, because people are like...
Did you realize you're posting?
Well, what happened was that I do this. I don't post a ton of personal stuff.
You go the opposite way. You go more professional.
Well, I feel like it's like a business. And Vicky, to your point, you know, people, we used to tell people this. Don't necessarily post every time you're on vacation.
Correct.
While you're on vacation.
Correct. Yes.
Right? Because people know you're not home.
Right.
I don't know. I think that people have overused it, and then they complain that they have no privacy. Right, Vicky?
Yeah, I guess.
So what do you research to find this LifeLock thing? Tell me what am I searching for?
I've been researching. Well, look up LifeLock on Wikipedia, but if you research, I've just been researching all kinds of things for years. And
well, LifeLock on Wikipedia comes up as LifeLock, the protection services.
LifeLock.
I thought she said lock too.
LifeLock. All right, hold on.
But there was also a whistleblower named William Binney from the NSA.
Yeah.
He revealed a lot of information, kind of along the lines of Edward Snowden. Then I came across Karen Melton Stewart, who was another NSA whistleblower, Jesse Beltran, who was on Alex Jones, discovering they had been...
Let me interrupt you real quick, Vicky. So this LifeLock, Jen, that we're talking about, was an actual project from the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA.
Yes.
And it was, so according to this, I just did this quick search on Bing. Don't get me started on the whole, the Bing nod. I am so, that aggravates me more than anything.
All right, stay with us.
Anyway, sorry. I get distracted.
I know.
It makes me crazy. Why do we not default to Google? I don't understand. I mean, Bing, nobody uses Bing. It's garbage. Copilot. What is Bing Copilot? What does that even mean?
All right, come back.
All right. I'm back. So I'm going to read this. Aiming at creating a comprehensive, searchable digital record of an individual's life, the project sought to capture and organize every aspect of a person's experiences, from physical movements and communications to media consumption and psychological data. How about that?
Hmm.
So 2004, it was a two-year, 03 to 04, and then it was scrapped. And then what was born the next year? Facebook. So
wow.
They didn't need to do it.
Well,
you do it.
Well, can I tell you one other thing that led to this?
Yeah.
I came across a video on YouTube on MKUltra, which supposedly ended in 1973, but supposedly this is all a covert extension of that.
Maybe. Vicky, I don't know. It's so easy to go down a rabbit hole in this stuff. And the reality is that we know government spies.
Yep.
We know they spied on Trump. We know that now we got Trump supporting the spying. So you can't make this stuff up at any level. Anyway, Vicky, thank you for the big reminder on LifeLock. And if you want to do your own research, it's DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, DARPA's LifeLock project, which basically morphed into Facebook. And here we are.
Here we are.
Thanks, Vicky.
Wow.
All right, real quick, I'm going to check in with Mike in Roxbury. We got a retiring law enforcement officer. What do you got, Mike?
Yes, sir. Bill, how you doing?
I'm good,
my name's Mike. I appreciate it. I know you're a huge supporter of law enforcement, and I just wanted to see if you give a shout-out to my buddy, my best friend, Bill Manisa. He's a lieutenant in the Roxbury Police Department. He's retiring today after 25 years of service.
What's his name?
Lieutenant Bill Manisa.
Bill Manisa. Lieutenant Bill Manisa. 25 years, Roxbury Police Department. Happy retirement. Mike, where is Bill going? Is he staying in Jersey or is he getting out?
He's staying in Jersey.
I love it.
Yeah, for now. Our kids are about the same age, and we graduated the police academy together. I don't know if I can tell you a good story, a reason why he's my best friend.
Tell me.
We went to the police academy together. Out of 300 people that took our test, we ended up getting better during the PT test, and we became best friends. So we have a lifelong bond, and
I
just want the best of retirement.
That, you know, Mike, that is awesome. I appreciate you calling on behalf of your friend. So Bill Manisa retiring after 25 years. So, Mike, you got to be right behind him?
I actually retired a year and a half ago. So I was in the Navy.
You beat him to it.
My time back. Yeah. I'm actually working FedEx, so.
No kidding. I love it. Good on you, man. I love it, Mike. Thank you for calling. And Lieutenant Bill Manisa, congratulations on the retirement. We're happy you're staying in Jersey. And God bless all the men and women who put the uniform on. Mike, thanks for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you take care. All right. That's pretty cool. 25 years.
I wish Mike could see like the smile on your face because you just were so proud.
I love stuff like that. Yeah, I think that, you know, to me, it's so authentic and sincere. Like, this guy is super proud of his best friend.
You can hear it.
You can hear it in his voice. I love that's what it's all about. All right, 9:45. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. Hey, tomorrow's Friday. So for me, that's the day before two working days till Monday. But believe it or not, I'm off Sunday and Monday. I actually took 48 hours off. That is, what do I have? That's eight segments. Eight segments off. Can't believe it. But I will be here tomorrow. So it is Blue Friday tomorrow. We'll have a special honoree tomorrow and a story to share with you. I want you to have a great rest of your day. You know, don't get overly concerned with the AI stuff. It's coming. Yes, some jobs are going to go away, but you know, be aware that if you're hardworking, if you don't ever give up and you keep moving forward, life is going to work out just fine. Just keep fighting and keep moving forward, and it's going to be okay. All right, it is 9:54. I am Bill Spadia. Got to get out of here. I will see you tomorrow at 6.